Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Emotionally Invested Outsmart, Your Anxiety for Fearless Retirement Planning by Mary Clements Evans, is a retirement planning book grounded in behavioral finance. Evans writes from the perspective of a financial advisor who has worked with individuals and couples facing fear, guilt, uncertainty, and conflict around money. The book challenges the assumption that better information alone produces better financial decisions. Its central claim is that retirement planning is shaped as much by emotional triggers as by account balances, tax rules, or market projections. Rather than functioning as a technical investment manual, the book focuses on how people understand their financial behavior, communicate about money, and build plans they can actually follow. Its major concepts include the money why, the emotional drivers FOMO and FORO, and the financial dynamics between partners. The purpose is practical to help readers identify the anxieties behind their choices and translate that awareness into steadier retirement planning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the money. Why, as the emotional source of financial behavior, one of the book's defining ideas is the money why, the hidden motivation that shapes how a person spends, saves, invests, or avoids financial decisions. Evans treats this concept as a necessary step before technical planning, because the same financial advice can produce very different reactions depending on the reader's emotional history and priorities. A person who associates money with security may resist spending even when a plan supports it, while someone who associates money with opportunity may feel pressure to act quickly or take risks. The money why is therefore not presented as a personality label for its own sake, but as a diagnostic tool for understanding recurring patterns. This emphasis also explains why the book positions financial happiness as more than asset accumulation. A retirement plan can be mathematically sound yet emotionally unusable if it ignores the fears and desires that drive daily choices. By asking readers to identify the motives behind their behavior, Evans shifts planning from a purely numerical exercise to a more integrated process in which financial decisions are tied to values, habits, and emotional self-awareness. FOMO and FORO as opposing anxieties in retirement decisions, Evans uses FOMO, fear of missing out, and FORO, fear of running out, to describe two broad emotional forces that often shape financial behavior. FOMO can push people toward urgency, comparison, and the belief that they must seize every promising opportunity before it disappears. In retirement planning, that may appear as excessive risk-taking, chasing trends, or dissatisfaction with a reasonable plan because someone else seems to be doing better. FORO operates differently. It centers on scarcity, depletion, and the possibility that savings will not last. That fear can encourage caution, but it can also lead to paralysis, underspending, or an inability to enjoy retirement even when resources are adequate. The book's discussion of multiple shades of FOMO and FORO suggests that these fears are not simple categories. They can appear in different intensities and behaviors. This framework is useful because it makes abstract anxiety more observable. Readers can ask whether a decision is being made from opportunity, scarcity, comparison, protection, or avoidance. That distinction matters because the remedy for impulsive risk is different from the remedy for excessive fear. Thirdly, retirement planning under modern uncertainty and personal responsibility. The book places emotional retirement planning within a broader context. Many people now bear more responsibility for their own retirement outcomes than earlier generations did. Traditional pensions have become less common, and individuals are often expected to manage savings, investment choices, spending rates, insurance decisions, and longevity risk through personal accounts and advisory relationships. Evans does not appear to frame this merely as a technical challenge. The complexity of modern retirement systems increases emotional pressure because people must make high-consequence decisions without certainty about markets, inflation, health costs, family needs, or lifespan. This context helps explain why fear can dominate even among people who have saved responsibly. Retirement is not only a financial transition, but also a psychological shift from earning and accumulating to drawing down and trusting a plan. The book's value lies in connecting that external uncertainty to internal behavior. If a person misunderstands the emotional source of their decisions, more charts and projections may not solve the problem. A realistic retirement plan must therefore account for both measurable risks and the client's tolerance for ambiguity, loss, change, and dependence. Fourthly, money marriage and the need for partner-level financial compatibility. Emotionally Invested gives particular attention to couples because retirement planning often fails or becomes stressful when partners carry different money assumptions into the same household. The book's money marriage compatibility idea reflects a practical observation: spouses or partners may share assets while interpreting money in completely different ways. one may see spending as enjoyment, earned after years of work, while the other may see the same spending as a threat to future security. One may be FOMO-driven, attracted to opportunity and lifestyle, while the other may be FORO-driven, focused on preservation and sufficiency. Without a shared vocabulary, these differences can become moral judgments, with one partner labeled careless and the other controlling. Evans's framework gives couples a less accusatory way to discuss conflict. Instead of debating only budgets, returns, or withdrawals, partners can examine the fears and goals beneath their preferences. This matters for retirement because major decisions are often joint decisions: when to retire, where to live, how much to help family, how to travel, and how to handle health expenses. Compatibility does not require identical attitudes, but it does require enough mutual understanding to build a plan both people can trust. Lastly, turning emotional insight into an advisor relationship and usable plan. The book moves from self-understanding toward implementation by addressing how readers can change their money, why choose a financial advisor, and create a plan for financial happiness. This progression is important because emotional insight alone does not guarantee better outcomes. A reader may identify fear of running out, for example, but still need a structured withdrawal strategy, investment discipline, and a professional relationship that reduces rather than amplifies anxiety. Evans's emphasis on selecting the right advisor suggests that fit is not only about credentials or products. It is also about whether the advisor can explain trade-offs clearly, respect emotional concerns, and help clients make decisions they can sustain. The book's practical orientation also distinguishes between planning as a document and planning as a behavioral support system. A plan must be understandable enough to follow during market volatility, life transitions, or disagreement between partners. And by linking emotional self-awareness with advisory choice and ongoing decision rules, Evans presents retirement planning as a process of alignment. The goal is not to eliminate uncertainty, which is impossible, but to reduce the power of unmanaged anxiety over financial choices. In conclusion, Emotionally Invested is best suited for readers approaching retirement, newly retired individuals, and couples who find that money conversations create anxiety, guilt, defensiveness, or confusion. It may also benefit readers who already have savings or an advisor, but still feel uneasy about whether their plan reflects the life they want. The practical benefit is a clearer vocabulary for identifying emotional drivers before they become financial mistakes. The intellectual benefit is its behavioral finance lens. Evans asks readers to question the idea that people make money decisions through logic alone. Compared with many retirement books, this one appears less focused on investment formulas, tax optimization, or withdrawal mechanics, and more focused on why people struggle to use those tools calmly. That positioning is its main differentiator. It does not replace technical retirement advice, but it helps explain why technical advice often fails to change behavior. Readers looking for detailed portfolio construction may need a different resource, while readers seeking to understand their reactions to risk, spending, scarcity, and partner conflict will find its framework more directly relevant. The book stands out by treating financial confidence as an emotional and relational outcome as well as a numerical one. If you would like to support Mary Clements Evans, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.